You know, that song's taken from a verse in Colossians that I have been thinking about, believe it or not. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, reading from the New King James Version. It says, "And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power." Kind of a rhetorical question, but do you have any idea what the word complete means? I guess it'd be like a pie that hasn't been cut. It would be something that is still whole, still together, no pieces are missing. Like when you finish a jigsaw puzzle, or Vicki and our daughter-in-law put together a Lego bouquet, 800 pieces, beautiful, sitting right here in front of me. But now it's complete. It's completed. And many of you remember collateral reading that we're familiar with from years ago called Complete in Him, where Dr. Rowell talked about that word complete, where he said it means to be completely, completely, completely complete, absolutely complete. And so I thought that'd be a great topic to delve into a little bit further. I'm going to start with a story. It's called Who Told You? Just think about that for a moment. How many times in this life has someone suggested something about you that made you feel shame, not enough, or not worthy? How many times has that someone been the voice inside your own head? It's an amazing trait that we humans have, that we can hear 10 compliments and go along undisturbed, but we hear one criticism and it shakes our world. That's all we focus on. Why do we do this to ourselves? Maybe it's an age-old mechanism for self-protection, but shouldn't we have overcome that by now? You know, when God called Adam in the garden, God asked, why? Adam said that he hid because he was naked, and God asked, who said you were naked? Now, that's a very interesting question, because Adam and Eve had been naked from the moment that they were created, but now they felt shame. How is it that God can tell us over and over again that we are loved, we are precious in his eyes, and we still choose to believe the unworthiness, the shame, and not being enough that the world around us and our own thoughts tell us? Doesn't God have a better perspective about us as the creator of the universe? Are we not seated in the heavenlies? Are we not in God's family? Are we not loved? The next time any thought comes up that is contrary to anything that God has said about us, we have a choice on who or what we are going to believe. If God be for us, who can be against us? So, tonight, today, tomorrow, make a choice as to what you believe. Again, that verse in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, where it says, "And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power." Now, take a moment, wherever you are in your living room or wherever you may be seated, and just say to yourself, out loud or silently, "I am complete in him. I am complete in him." I can hear you through the phone line. You know, it's like, what are we going to believe? We've been listening to and studying this great topic, living in the realm of the miraculous, and I'm going to make reference to page 161, where Ken made a tremendous statement sharing Isaiah 53:1, where he said, "Who hath believed our report?" This is a quotation of Isaiah 53:1. "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And so that is still the question today. Do we believe God's report? The arm or strength of the Lord is revealed to those who believe that report. So let's read a little further about that report, verses 4 and 5 of Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, and carried our sorrows and our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. If he carried our sicknesses and pains, do we have to carry them anymore? Absolutely not. We may have committed a terrible act of sin or lived a sinful lifestyle, but Jesus was wounded for all of our transgressions. He paid the price totally and completely. We certainly didn't deserve to have our sins forgiven, but God, in his great love, chose to do that for us. And so, being born of the line of Adam, we all had wickedness on the inside. He was bruised for our iniquities, however, so that we could be clean on the inside. The only reason a born-again one does not feel clean is because he doesn't truly realize the cleansing that Jesus has already accomplished for him. Furthermore, the chastisement that brought us peace was upon him. All that keeps us from being at peace with God, the confusion, the doubts, the worries, the fears, and I'll say the discouragement and the things that rob us of our peace, that was all covered through Christ's finished work. He took it all. And that God's will is that we are mentally whole, physically whole, and spiritually whole. Unquote from page 161. You know, that's what salvation is. The word literally in the original text means wholeness, to be put back together again. Man was only body and soul, but when he accepts Jesus, he receives spirit. That completes the package. The dilemma of mankind has been solved. The perfect price has been offered and accepted. So now anyone, any place, any time can receive what Romans 5:17 calls the free gift, the gift of righteousness. We'll read that. Romans 5:17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through that one, of course we know that was Adam, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Boy, we could put that on a poster, huh? 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide. Maybe that's a good verse to memorize. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more than those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Well, who are those who have received that abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness? That's us. We're the victors. We're not the victims. See, it may feel sometimes like we're victims. We may have confusion. We may have doubt. We may have worry. We may have fear. We may have times where we're not feeling good emotionally or physically, mentally. But we have to draw a line in the sand and confess and say, this is what God says about me. You know, in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And again, in Colossians chapter 2, I just love this. You're complete in him. Completely, 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 complete, absolutely complete. Who is the head of all principality and power. As we put these truths together, whatever anybody may say to us, whatever somebody may have suggested that made you feel unworthy or not enough or made you feel shame, and maybe that was just something, a thought that came into your head, you know what? It's a lie. It's not the truth. And we have to be diligent to replace that type of thinking with what the truth of God says. And we do know, and I'll say it again, you are complete in him. You are complete in him. Say it with me. I am complete in him. I am complete. Completely, completely, completely complete. Nothing missing. Well, you know, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, right, it says that we need to be transformed, and we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We put these thoughts on in our mind. We speak out. We confess. We tell ourselves the truth of what God has already revealed in his word and to us through various means. And we realize again and again and again that we are complete. We have the victory. The victory has already been won, already won for us.
I see those fiery darts are flying. I know they're coming after me. I know the devil's really trying, but Jesus in heaven is all I see. Though the darkness tries to bind me, it can't take what's been set free. By the blood that's now inside me, the Lamb of God has claimed my victory. I'm standing on the rock, unshaken, my armor on, my heart awake, and the battle's fierce, but I won't break, for every step is for his name's sake. God will light my way. His words of fire burn inside me, and his spirit fights for me each day. When the storm is loud and the night is long, I'll keep my praise, I'll sing my song. Chains will break and fear will flee, 'cause Christ
enough said.
Complete in him. Absolutely. 100% complete, complete, complete.
You know, the next time any thought that comes up is contrary to anything that God has said, we got a choice. We have a choice. What are we going to believe? Remember Romans 8, it says, if God be for us, who can be against us?
No one.
If we don't feel like we have the victory, then you know what? We just have to stand our ground because we do have the victory. Mm-hmm. Thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Over and over and over and over. You know the greatest triumph? One of the greatest triumphs was when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That was living proof of the victory that each and every one of us have, because we've been not only identified with Christ in his suffering, we've also been identified with Christ in his resurrection. We have newness of life. We can walk in victory. If whatever's against us, it doesn't matter. We just have to take our stand on solid ground, which is the truth of what God says about who we are. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for these times to be together. We stand on the rock, the truth of who Christ is, what he's made us to be. And in your love, Father, we know we go through troubling times and thoughts and things that happen that we don't completely understand, but you know what? We're just going to take our place in the victory chair. And Lord, work with us, help us to get this information into our brain cells, deep within our hearts, Father, so that every day, every moment of every day, Father, we feel so cherished and honored and blessed by you that all we want to do is offer praise to you. And we thank you for just a great night to be together, for all of God's people as we gather to get into the Word. And I pray that there has been a gem of truth, Father, that has struck someone's heart and brought healing and wholeness and deliverance. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.